The president's proposal increases the cigarette tax to pay for the expansion. Bobby Kakel, the commissioner of Georgia's Department of Early Care and Learning, says while he supports a pre-K expansion,
we do think that the tax proposal is going to be very controversial and something that could endanger the entire proposal should there not be other alternatives.
Kegel says DeKalb plans to propose other funding sources to federal officials. He says even if Georgia receives some of the money, the pre-K program should still be state-run.
At the very least, we're looking for maximum flexibility as a state to be able to do what we have done and done well for 20 years. And in conversations with the federal representatives, it does sound as if they're willing to do that.
Georgia's pre-K program currently serves 84,000 four-year-olds. Martha Dalton, WABE News.